What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Paul in New Jersey. And Paul, if you would just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, well, I wanted to compare two nations that are somewhat similar in population size, and that would be the Czech Republic and Sweden. Now, the Czechs, self-quarantined, and they actually made almost a domestic, a project of people making their own mask and mandated that people wear masks in public, while Sweden did the carefree, we'll develop herd immunity. Well, so far from what's going on, Sweden has 1,600 deaths and over 11,000 cases, while the Czechs have 6,000 cases and only 168 deaths, with both having a population of 10 million. So clearly the Czech approach is more like the Asian approach, as Taiwan, South Korea, and they're able to lower the incidence of this disease, clearly the superior method. And so that's why the people out there who are fighting the mask agenda are really, in my opinion, not being good citizens. They're not doing their part. I think it's inconsiderate, and I think you're going to only slow up our inevitable getting back to normalcy. My last point is I want to talk about is just about where was the CIA back in January? You know, supposedly ABC News came out in November, ABC News said that in November, certain agencies in the American intelligence system knew there was a virus going on in China, right? This was through George Stephanopoulos the other day.
Yes.
Right? So how does it take 6 weeks before it finally comes to the president's desk? What about that? So why are we blaming China for not telling us everything, right? When the fact of the matter is, what is our CIA doing? Why are we giving them $15 billion a year? Aren't they supposed to have people swarming all over China? I mean, supposedly they're our number one economic and political rival. So why does it take 6 weeks before they were alerted to the a virus outbreak in China, in Wuhan, in November, late November, and then 6 weeks later it finally gets on the president's desk as a PDB? What happened there in our government?
Well, somebody definitely dropped the ball, or they didn't think it was that important, or it was just going to be China's problem. Like I said, right now, the emphasis seems to be there's a lot of anger building among the American people over this whole lockdown nonsense and the face masks and all of it. And there's an effort clearly to redirect that anger toward the government's enemies rather than the government itself.
Yeah, well, as for this being a hoax, for the hoaxers out there, you can come to my town in a couple of weeks, and after the quarantine is over, I can arrange for you to meet the new widow, because there's somebody in town who died from this virus, and he was in his early 60s. He was a young man. I consider his early 60s. So to say this is harmless or just not so bad, it's not the normal flu, people. It's not. It's a little worse than the normal flu. And
it's a viral pneumonia,
right? And it's lucky. And by the way, I would argue it's lucky it's coming this late in the season, because if it came earlier in the season, I think it would have been even worse. If this had started in America back in November, so either way, I think this was something to take seriously. I think it's still something to take seriously, because I indirectly know. My wife's coworker, her father, passed away. So this is deadly. So put on your masks. And we have to take the long slog on this, and we'll get through it. On that note, thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You're on the air about farming, but after that call, I couldn't agree with Paul more. There's absolutely no evidence that wearing a mask does anyone any good. and I do not wear one. I will not wear one. This is a scamdemic. It's people like him running around like the Chicken Littles that the sky's falling. And I'm not going to wear my mask, Paul. And if it makes you feel any better, since you think it does you any good, wear two for me, pal. Now, I actually called about farming. Mike, maybe
yes.
I'm missing something here. What is it to prevent a farmer from going out and planting his seed?
Well, the fact that seeds have been declared a non-essential item and farmers can't get them.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm forgetting which state it is, but the governor said seeds were not essential items. And unless he's, carrying seeds from his previous harvest in that state, they can't get them.
Oh, but Amazon can deliver the virus to your front door every day, all day long.
Yes.
God, some governors, some of these people are just dumber than dirt, Mike. Just absolutely dumber than damn dirt.
I keep looking at the fact they're shutting all the churches. And I'm not a religious man, but I find it very bizarre that they're shutting down the churches as non-essential, but the abortion clinics are still open.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't agree with you more. It's all a bunch of damn nonsense from start to finish. And I'll leave with thanking Paul for wearing two masks for me, because I think he's full of baloney. And I'll join Miss Owens on this one. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Steve in Florida. Steve, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you've got some of the sharpest callers, some of the best callers, I tell you. Very amusing. Very amusing. Hey, thanks for supporting other hosts calling in, because I support other hosts calling to my show. And I'm not here to toot my own horn. I'm here to bring some information if I see something, an observation. What I'm going to tell you about, you mentioned, you're talking about masks. I did a little research. My wife said the other day she was watching TV, and they talked about the effectiveness of filtering out the particulate, the respiratory particulate, in different masks, what's effective and what's not effective. And here's your numbers. Your N95, of course, filters out supposedly 95 of the respiratory particulate. Your surgical mask, this doesn't make much sense, but around 65 to 67%. And I was always wondering, well, if that's true, then why aren't they upgrading to the N95 mask in the operating room? They should be the highest level in the operating room, but they're not. It's strange, because they are using surgical masks there. And your typical bandana only gives you about 5%, 4 to 5% protection. That's it. And the percentage I saw that was 19.4%. But that was a four-layered bandana. That's all it was. They're very porous. If you can see through it, respiratory droplets can get in. And these N95 masks, when we do them in the hospital, we're actually fitted for these hospital, these masks. They do an aspartame test, a spray test, and when they put them on, they have to find the right one that fits your face, because not everybody fits the right one. I just want to let you know those numbers, though. So if you're wearing a bandana, you're protecting yourself about 4%. That's about it.
Well, yeah, you should have at least an N95 if you can't afford an N100, which are very expensive. And like I said, I was thinking about, those painter's masks that cover the eyes as well as the mouth, and the cartridges,
right.
The filter cartridges are replaceable.
Yeah, they are. And those are hard to find now, because I used to get those at Harbor Freight when I paint. And they're gone. They're history.
Yeah.
Actually, our local Harbor Freight here has donated all their gloves and all the masks that they have. Anything that's filtration, they've donated to area hospitals. So that's gone. You won't find those around anymore. Maybe on Amazon you might. But I did bump into a guy at Lowe's the other day, and I just had to laugh about this little Indian guy that not only had the mask on, it was just one of those cheap little white masks. They're really not that effective, but he also had the face shield. So he had a face shield and a mask. I gotta laugh at that. That's pretty funny stuff. I mean, I don't know. How do you figure you're going to get it through your eyeballs? But he had a mask and a face shield.
Yeah, you know, you can get the virus through your eyes. That's why they tell you not to touch your face.
Well, I think they're talking about your mouth and your nose. That's the respiratory route. But I just thought it was funny that he actually had a face mask and eye shield. The whole it was like a painter's one or a welder's type kind of helmet. It was quite hilarious. That's it for me, Mike. I won't call back. But thanks again for supporting other hosts. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Jason in Colorado. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a commercial industrial agriculturalist farmer. Thousands of acres. There's no shortage of seed in the heartland of America. The shortage is with some of these states, whereas the governor has declared that some of these products are non-essential. But as far as industrial agriculture is concerned, we haven't missed a beat out here. The commodity prices are down, but we're still going, man. And
well, good.
We just are. And nobody be worried. I suppose, you know, these lockdowns and that are going to cause some transportation issues. But as far as producing food for America, we're right on top of the game. So I would, try to let people know that agriculture America is still on the job. We're all essential.
Well, I agree you're essential. You know, I'm a farm kid myself here, and that's very reassuring to know, because I remember when I saw that article where this one state governor had said seeds were not an essential product, I said, what is this person thinking?
Well, it's...
maybe
it's,
they were thinking flower seeds.
Well, it's the regular vegetable seeds at Lowe's, Home Depot, places like this, where in some states they blocked off the aisle because of overzealous, governors that are, trying to assert their authority where they really have none. So as far as people getting their bread and their milk, as soon as some of these logistical issues get worked out and America's opened up again, I think that everything will be just fine.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information, and thank you very much for the phone call. And before we take our next phone call, apparently Trump's 6 p.m. Eastern press conference is going to be about reopening America. So they've teased that on Fox News. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's me, Lemming Doomsday Dustin.
Hi, Doomsday. How you doing?
Hanging in there. Hey, Mike, you know, I don't know. Do you have an Aldi's or a Littles in Indiana, like by you?
Do I have a what?
A Littles or an Aldi's? They're like German food stores. I don't know if they're in Indiana.
I may well, but I haven't really, you know, between my hospitalization earlier this year and now the stay-at-home orders, I haven't gotten out to really explore. I understand that there are some very fine German markets around here. You know, it's a very German part of the state.
Yeah, because they have face shields for the employees that they have. I guess they got made to protect their eyes. And yeah, Steve has a right to call in. You know, that's his right to call in. I don't have a problem with that. Everybody has a right to call in and voice their opinion. If they don't agree with you, they don't agree. If they agree with you, then they agree with you. But everybody should be able to call in and say what they got to say. And, you know, Mike, I have two N100s. But I have a backup gas mask with a P3 HOPA filter. That's basically, it's not the nuclear, biochemical, radiological big canister. It's actually just a thin, it's an HOPA filter. It's not a HEPA on there. HOPA is like better. It's 0.99999. It's pretty, and all it is it's a filter. There's nothing else in there. And no charcoal, you know, for the chemical weapon type of stuff, but like that's my last resort if I gotta wear that, you know. But I mean, bandanas don't do crap. I see a lot of people wearing that, and you might as well not wear anything. But I mean, and again, if that's all you got, I don't know. I mean, somebody mentioned vacuum bag filters. Depends on the vacuum bag, but possibly, you know, they could be better than a bandana. But, Mike, Paul from New Jersey was right, though. Like, that dude from Texas, I'm sorry, man. You don't want to wear a mask? Why? Is that... Like, I don't understand. No shoes, no shirt, no service. No shoes, no shirts, no gloves, no mask, no service. What's the problem? You're not protecting just yourself. You're protecting other people if you have it and you don't know you have it. I notice he said it's a scam also. So there's that scam crap going on also where there's just, I don't know who's telling him this. You had it yesterday when I called it a plandemic. It's a scam. It's not a scam, folks. I mean, I don't know where you're getting this from, just because you don't think you have it. But, Mike, you know, you go to the store with the mask and so do Claire. But, I mean, other people in the store could have it. If you don't wear a mask, you get it. You're going to pass it on to your wife.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I think it's a selfishness with certain people. They don't want to be bothered. Or they don't, I mean, you might not be, like, if you go to Walmart, they give you masks. Like, what's the problem? You know, I can see if you don't want to make your own mask, but if the stores are, most of them are handing out masks. So I don't understand why there's like that has nothing to do with patriotism. I thought patriotism was being a well-informed citizen. You know, do some research on stuff. You know, let's not go, it's a scam, I'm not going to go along with, I mean, is the flu a scam? You can get sick from the flu and die.
Yes.
Right? If this is worse, which it is, don't you want to protect yourself a little better? You know, I mean, it's not like you wear the mask, you come out of the store, you take it off. Like, I don't know what the big deal is with certain people that just don't want to be bothered by it. It really pisses me off. But Mike, before I get off, but Paul from New Jersey is right with the Sweden. Sweden is what we would be a thousandfold, Mike, without the lockdown, okay?
Yes.
They have – Sweden is the poster child for not doing a lockdown, okay? It's and they only got 10 million people living there. So – but the thing is, I don't have no problem with bringing the economy back. That's not – it's bringing it back the right way, right? Like they say, in a phased way. You know, you do it in phases. Basically, you bring it back slowly. If it don't work, you got to close it back up, right? If you bring it all back at once and everybody runs back to work, what do you think is going to happen? It'll be a disaster. You know, so you got to do it slowly and steadily. And that other person's right. The trucks are going to the store, folks. The economy's not totally shut down. You had a truck driver last week who called, I believe. The trucks are going. And you, Mike, I went to the store today and a couple of days ago, and yeah, there's no thermometers on the shelf, still no toilet paper, hardly any paper towels, but there's meat on the shelf, there's canned goods. I mean, I know there's people suffering out there, but we all got to do this right. If this is a war, Trump says we're in a war. Well, if you're in a war, you're just going to quit the war and open up everything, then that means you're giving up. You got to fight this thing, man. You got to do it right. If you don't do it right, then I don't know what else to say with that. Then you weren't in the fight, you know. And that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show, and hope that Claire's doing good.
Claire's doing very, very well indeed, and she's out in the kitchen rattling those pots and pans right now with her amazing red sauce here. All right, I'm going to fit in a couple of quick news stories here. In this next minute here, we've got more callers waiting on the line, but I don't want to. Take them through the commercial. Apparently, what is really shaking the shale oil business is a sudden decline in production. The wells are not producing the way they were supposed to. And we're looking at, as Dustin was saying, the trucks are still going to the stores, and we're looking at a situation of overcapacity and oversupply, which signals a massive deflation ahead. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials. And when we come on back, we've got more callers waiting on the line. So stay tuned. I'm trying to do too many things. Here comes the break for the commercials. We'll be right back.
would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to the phones here, a quick reminder that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fundraising drive. Obviously, that front site deal is really, really good. Now that I'm here on the mainland, I may try and get out there myself for some refresher training with the firearms. But if you can't afford the $500, which will get you the Lifetime Commander's membership, but you want to send something along anyway, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, let's go back to the phones here to, let's see, Jim in Montana. Jim, hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how you doing? It's been a minute since I've called. I'd like to talk to you about this research and discovery that Andrew Kaufman and some of his other medical friends have made. Andrew Kaufman is a PhD, and he's held supervisor positions in medical centers, and some of his colleagues that helped do this research and put this together are also MDs and PhDs. And what they found is a discrepancy in COVID-19 tests. You know that the COVID-19 tests, they don't actually test for the virus. In fact, there has not been any genetic material found of the virus. There hasn't been any viral cells actually collected yet. So those tests,
Well, then how did they read out the genome? I mean, they've read out the complete genome of COVID-19. They had to have a cell to get that.
They have. From what I've last heard, about 4 or 5 days ago, they haven't found any genetic material comprising of the COVID-19.
Okay, well, there was an article in one of the British magazines that showed electron micrographs of the virus actually entering a cell.
The virus actually entering the cell?
Hmm. Yes.
When was this?
About a week ago.
Okay. All right. What those tests for, those COVID-19 tests for, all those tests for is these five genetic materials. These five genetic materials that they are calling COVID-19. And those five genetic materials also comprise, in Dr. Kaufman's research, and they found that those five genetic materials also make an exosome. This exosome that's made of the same exact five genetic materials that the COVID-19 tests for, is automatically produced. This exosome is produced by your autoimmune system in your body anytime your body comes under any attack from any major virus.
It's known that the PCR test has a lot of false positives and a lot of false negatives.
Yes.
In fact, it's barely better than flipping a coin.
Yes. Yes. And it goes by the PCR standard where they've scraped genetic material out of the lungs. And the genetic material that they've scraped out of the lungs that they are saying that this genetic material, if you have COVID-19, then your body will produce this genetic material. This genetic material that they're going off of also is the exact genetic material that this exosome is made out of, that your autoimmune system produces. Anytime you come in any kind of major attack from virus, like pneumonia, whooping cough, even heart attack, your body will produce this exosome, okay? And so I guarantee you, and if you go to Andrew Kaufman's YouTube, he does it. He explains it perfectly in all the medical technicalities. I mean, perfectly. And if you have pneumonia, your body will produce these five genetic materials that comprise of this exosome. Okay, so if you go in and get the COVID-19 test, and you're going to have that exosome if you have pneumonia or if you have whooping cough or anything. They are misdiagnosing thousands and thousands of people that have pneumonia for COVID-19.
Okay, Jim, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercial.
Can you hold me over, Mike? Can you hold me over?
Okay, I'll hold you over. I'll stay on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And welcome back to our program here. We're talking with Jim in Montana. We're talking about the work by Andrew Kaufman and others pointing out that the current tests for the coronavirus are not as accurate as we would like them to be. So, Jim, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yes, sir. Not nearly as accurate. It's scary not accurate. And in fact, in Andrew Kaufman's video explaining this, he explains the statistics of the testing method they're doing, and it's an 80% miss rate. 80%.
Yes.
That's bad. Now, if you look at the numbers, if you look at the statistics, the number of pneumonia cases in the last couple months have gone down, have gone way down, okay? They are misdiagnosed, like pneumonia, probably whooping cough, you know, other respiratory illnesses for COVID-19, because people are just flooding to the hospitals if they get even the sniffles, you know, and they're not diagnosing for anything else but COVID-19. And, of course, a lot of them are going to come up positive for COVID-19 because those tests, all they're testing for is these five genetic materials that also make this exosome that your autoimmune system produces anytime you're under attack. You look into those tests, that they are a Chinese-based model tests that we're going off of. We're going off of the tests that the Chinese told us to use. Okay? And I wouldn't be surprised that that British Journal or whatever, where they found DNA, they found the genome of the COVID, that they found a cell. I wouldn't be surprised if that cell was the exosome.
Jim, exosomes don't have protein spikes, and exosomes don't invade healthy cells.
That cell that they found in that journal, that British journal, that it has protein.
Yes, it has protein spikes.
Oh, I see.
It's already been determined they're the same protein spike find on HIV. Anyway, Jim,
I'm not saying that COVID-19 doesn't. And one more quick thing, Michael. I'm sorry.
The reason
and this is to Dustin in New Jersey. The reason people aren't wearing the face masks is because they know that the numbers aren't adding up. The numbers aren't adding up with pneumonia and everything else. And at the end of this year, you're all gonna feel like a bunch of fools. When the rate of deaths from illnesses and stuff have changed, it's going to be the same as it is last year and the year before, because the pneumonia cases are going down, the whooping coughing cases are going down because they're being misdiagnosed because of these tests, and the people aren't being fooled by these numbers, and they're not going to be succumbed to fear and the fear-mongering. And we're Americans. And we're founded on give me liberty or give me death, okay? And if I can't have liberty, and if we can't have our freedom, and if I can't have freedom for my children, then what's the point? I'm not going to be a slave. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, to fear, okay? And those numbers are wrong, okay? And besides, colloidal silver and zinc together,
yes,
it will prevent you from getting any virus anyway. Okay, Dustin? So that's what you need to be preaching to people, is to take your colloidal silver and to take your zinc and to get back out there and get back to it. Because if we don't, and we just keep hunkering down and not get back to work and not get back to our economy, there's not going to be one to go back to. It's what they're trying to do. This isn't planned. This isn't planned. Of course, this is agenda planned by the elites and Bill Gates and the Rothschilds and all of them. Please, this is meant to shut down all the small businesses, and so we're all working for the corporations. And it's meant to take away the paper dollar, so it's all digital, and they have complete control of all our money. And to roll out the 5G networks and everything else. Give me liberty or give me death. We got to stop being scared. We got to stop succumbing to the fear. We got to be Americans. All right, that's all
to
say, Michael. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jim, I got to let you go. I gave you a lot of time here, and we've got a lot of other callers waiting that I need to get to. So thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to, I am not sure how to pronounce this, Boase or Bose in Michigan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's Blaze, B-L-A-S-E, Blaze.
Oh, there was a typo. Okay, Blaze in Michigan.
That's all.
What's
right.
on your
hey,
mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Okay, real quick. So anyways, I walked into a Lowe's yesterday. I had to get some plumbing parts that I had to have, broken pipe, whatever. And lady's got a mask on behind the screen. We're talking about masks right now. And I'm like, okay, you know, everything's cool. You know, like, I got my paper mask on. I'm being cool. I got my plastic gloves on. I'm trying to follow the routine here. And while I'm at the counter, the lady's cell phone rings, right? So she pulls her mask down and grabs her cell phone. And I remember hearing that our cell phones are just as dirty as a toilet seat. Now, her cell phone is sitting down on the counter. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's a true fact. I mean, if you knew the germs were on your cell phones, on your keyboard and so forth and on and all the things they touch. And I'm saying she's got her mouth pressed right up as she pulls her mask down right against her cell phone. And I'm going like, wait a minute here. Didn't that just stop all of this whole situation right here? The mask, the gloves, everything. I mean, that just pulled it all away. So I turn around, and there's a guy in the aisle on the working on the lighting system, and he basically has one of those receivers talking to another guy pressed against his mouth, no mask on, and the whole situation goes on and on and on and on. So where's it all going here? I mean, you can't. You know, I'm going to go set my mask on the toilet seat tonight. I mean, I might be safer because I clean my toilet seat every day. I clean my bathroom up. You know, look, you know, you see where I'm coming from here? I mean,
I see where you're coming from. I mean, once they pull that mask, the mask is not a fashion accessory. You know, you're either going to wear the mask or you're not. And yeah, now I'm presuming that nobody else is touching these cell phones other than the owners. You know, how contagious they are is up for debate. But yeah, when you pull that mask down, first of all, any virus particles that are on the outside of the mask that have been trapped there go onto your fingers and your hands. And, you know, becomes another vector. They shouldn't be doing that.
She brought that cell phone into her break room, set it down wherever. Somebody sneezed in there. They say it lives on a surface for... They're claiming it lives on a surface for whatever, 17, 18 minutes. Okay, so the cell phone is right out. You know, they're attached with all these electronics. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, these cell phones are dirtier than a toilet seat. I've been hearing it for 2-3 years now. So I come with them alcohol wipes, and I constantly wipe my stuff down. I wipe my steering wheel down. I've been doing that for years. I've been in the trades. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, these cell phones are carrying all these germs around. People got them pressed against their mouths. They got earbuds in. They got, you know, they're spitting on them. They're sneezing on them. And these things are carrying all the germs, too. So, and it goes with Dustin. I love Dustin to death. I like listening to that guy all the time. But I just got to say, you know, the spread is going to happen no matter what. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to filter through. It's going to lower itself. It's going to drive itself crazy. You know, it's going to reach a point where the germ or the disease actually starts driving itself crazy. It's going to go away. Eventually, it's just going to go away. It's going to dissipate. So that's my saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And thank you for taking my call, Michael.
All right, you've got it. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Miles, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Well, it's happened. It appears like Doomsday Dustin has given way to Paranoid Paul. And I don't understand Dustin's thinking. It's getting farther away from me when he comes with this subject because, you know, just go ahead, just do it. Well, if the police want to search your car, search your house, and you don't have nothing to hide, let's just go do it. Just let them. I mean, what's the sense in having any freedom?
Okay, well,
I don't understand that logic. And who is Dustin listening to, Drudge? Because all over the numbers have been down. They've been lowering completely almost by the day. And he enlists the name of Steve Elkin. Well, Steve Elkin and his wife, if you listen to Steve Elkin, both work at the hospital. Both very, I'm sure, Steve's accomplished, and apparently, probably his wife is too, I would bet. And they've heard of no cases, none. So where does Dustin get this information? I mean, next he'll be believing in global warming. So, I mean, he's just, I don't know, I guess he's getting bad information, but Dustin, it's just not happening. Your numbers aren't there. Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, you got it. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, just a couple of things. One response to Paulie Proselytizer and the numbers I touched on from a couple of days ago. But when you called in, this guy full of vitriol, you know, he mentions cowardice. But when the numbers are all done, and we're going to see whether it was carelessness by our country and Trump or cowardice, he was using the word shame. Shame is another guileful thing that you learn. The psychologist that I've read said shame is something that you're not really born with. You kind of learn it, and it's a form of manipulation. So every time he calls in and he gives the opinion, which Dustin is right, you know, okay, you're allowed to opinion, but there's a fine line to cross when you turn it around. And he did it again, and he turned it into that vitriolic voice of his, not Dustin, but you get my point. And then he started, you know, and then he tries to guilt us into the thing, into I got a widow. Well, you know, when I was like not even a teenager, my adopted mom died of diabetes. And my dad was a widowed with like multiple kids, but and he hated Murphy Brown. And that's what I want to get to. Now that leads me into the list that I have. Now I got eight things. The top two, heart disease and cancer. If people can imagine this like a bar, we got 600K. I'll be quick with this. And then accidents and respiratory disease are about 150K per year out of all the deaths in America. And then stroke and Alzheimer's, then diabetes, then pneumonia. All right, so pneumonia back a few years ago was about 50,000. Today, right now, we're up to 60,000. You know, I talk here a lot about the numbers, and I want to say, okay, to you, the question would be, okay, the number is so 60,000 die, but it's because of respiratory disease and all those other things, right? These complications. So that does that mean the respiratory disease of 150,000 goes down, and then it goes up in the flu? So in a way that the respiratory, or do both columns get checked, that the respiratory disease goes up one, or the stroke goes up one, or the heart disease goes up one, along with the flu? Does that make sense?
These things are all based on, you know, estimates and models. Nobody's out there actually doing a head count. And that's one of the reasons why the data does tend to be a little bit fuzzy. Right now, of course, as so many of the other callers have pointed out, you know, doctors are literally being encouraged, you know, if there's a death, say it was COVID-19. We had the head of the CDC come on out saying that a lot of the flu deaths this year were misdiagnosed COVID-19. So we're seeing a war between...
Is that like a new column then? Is that a new category then? Or is it pneumonia?
Well, COVID-19 is a viral pneumonia. And it obviously would be classed as a respiratory disease.
All right. But, you know, accidents are 150,000, twice as much, and that's risky jobs.
Yes.
So do people stop work? You fall in your house. Do people now got to have you know, or traffic, you know, and poison and infections that you hear about. So all this stuff. And diabetes beats pneumonia. So I just him calling in and then turning it around and then, like, ripping has to zing. You know, zinging, that's not opinion. That's an effrontery, maybe even an insult to some people. So I think that's where the line has to be drawn. Sure, call in. And I looked up Sweden real quick. They have the toughest immigration policy. They don't let anybody in there unless you're there to work and to work there. I guess you could be a traveler. You can be tourism, but in the middle of the winter, February, coldest month of the year. Who wants to go up there, you know?
Great
so
skiing.
Just I thought about that, but there are better places to go skiing, like Italy. There's, you know, I don't know if Sweden wins a lot of Olympic medals. You know, they're there. I tried to look in there, but I didn't see it. They have mild winters, though, and whatever. But I just think it's like comparing, using the Netherlands as a socialism to compare. It's just not right because we have an open door policy and everybody knows it. And all you got to do is just anchor baby and you're here, you know? So it's a different, I think he's comparing apples and oranges and then turning it around against Trump and shaming. It's not going to happen, Paulie. No way. So that's all. you got other people. I want to call back again to how the government has failed on so many fronts. And I made an easy list of like 15 things just by from listening to this show. And just, I didn't even have to look up what the main things are. It's just a long list, you know, the government. And look at how they're reacting to this. Look at New York State. They didn't know. We got too many. We don't have enough. We have too much. It's just, they're all over the place. Don't trust them. All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Yeah, it's a real problem, and it's been a problem since the very beginning that we don't have accurate data. We don't have data we can trust. We don't have data that we can rely on to tell us what's really going on. We're going to take a break for commercials. We're going to come back. We've got a couple more callers here for the last segment of our program. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phone, starting with Charles in Canada. Charles, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, the reason I was calling was I've got two words about the virus I'd like to say. One is prevention and the other is treatment. There's two doctors, one in Los Angeles and one in Chicago, Los Angeles and New York. Dr. Anthony Cardillo, says the anti-malarial drug cures my COVID patients in 8 to 12 hours with enough zinc in it. And the same thing was repeated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, finds 100% success rate in 350 patients using with zinc.
Now, chloroquine,
I think it is. But yes. Mike Adams, the health ranger, says if you have enough vitamin C and vitamin D in conjunction with zinc, you want to take it in responsible amounts, you can't get the virus. That would be the prevention, which is what I'm doing. I'm trying to do that myself. But if I were to get it, I would look at those two treatments. One is prevention and one is treatment. And if that's the case, you know, obviously people who have core morbidity factors like hypertension, I've got a little bit high blood pressure myself, and diabetes and COPD, you've got to be especially careful. But, you know, the whole thing is we've got to, I believe, from my perspective, we have to be proactive in dealing with the virus as opposed to just trying to avoid it. And because it empowers you to actually try and deal with it and then get out and get our countries moving again. You still there?
Okay, well, yeah, I'm here and you're on the air. I'm hearing a lot about the importance of zinc because apparently it opens up the cell barriers and allows things like the chloroquine to get in or even just ordinary quinine. And, of course, vitamins are always good.
Well, the way it was explained to me is the anti-malarial drug is like the gun, and the zinc and the vitamins are the bullets. What it does is it increases the cell permeability so that when you take the anti-malarial drug, the zinc and the vitamins go in much quicker, and it actually acts as a sort of armor against you can't have the RNA replication. That's how I understand it. So it's empowering to believe that we can defeat the virus instead of just trying to avoid it, because one is, to me, is a fear reaction as opposed to, no, let's go out and kick it in the butt.
Well, the reality is that sooner or later, everybody's going to get exposed to this thing. The whole point of having the masks and flattening the curve is not to overwhelm the hospital system, which obviously has not happened. You know, they're getting ready to take those Navy hospital ships back out of service here. They shut down that Army hospital they built in Seattle. It just didn't happen the way they said it was going to happen. Anyway, thank you for the phone call, Charles.
There was one further wrinkle, if I could just throw it in there. There was one additional doctor who was a doctor in New York, and I'll be very quick. And he said he had a lot of patients coming in who they thought were COVID-19, but they actually had high altitude sickness in that they didn't have fluid in the lungs, but they couldn't breathe. And that is like what you get from 5G, from what I understand. Anyway, I just want to throw that in.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for that. We're going to switch to Fred in Iowa. Fred, are you there?
Game on that Jim in Montana. He committed treason. He told the truth. He had to beg for time. But
Fred,
you
I'm
give
sorry.
Chance. Dutch that
Fred, I'm sorry.
Oh,
we're
man.
At the end of the show.
All the time
Fred,
in the
tomorrow.
World.
Fred,
you
call him tomorrow.
Phony.
Fred, call in tomorrow. Thank you very much. We're at the end of the show. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Remember, the Front Sight deal is back on again. $500 one-time donation to RBN. You get a lifetime commander membership. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, Roger.